A seven-year-old starts having nightmares frequently, waking up crying, and his parents ask him, "What's wrong?" He is the target for the students at the new school he just moved to. A bright nine-year-old starts bringing homework home from school. His appetite wanes, and he doesn't want to go to school anymore. When his parents ask him, he admits that, yes, he is being made fun of, and he prays about it every day. A 10-year-old boy comes home with bruises on his legs because the mockery went too far. He was just too eccentric, too booky for the others in his class. Another boy was ridiculed because of the church setting that he came from. Being the plainest family in the church, after he was grown, his comment was, "It hurt them more than it hurt me." These all happen in Mennonite-run schools. Beware, the wolf of mockery is at the door. The Britannica Dictionary defines the word mock as to laugh at or make fun of someone or something, especially by copying an action or a way of behaving or speaking. And Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines mockery as the making of unkind jokes as a way of showing one's scorn for someone or something. Proverbs 17:5, "Whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker." Why is it that often it is those who are perceived as poor that become the recipients of mockery? Children are perceived as poor materially. This child comes from a home where the money's just not around to buy new clothes. He can't have a new baseball glove. His lunch pail is 25 years old. Maybe they're perceived as being poor physically. This child can't run fast. That one can't catch a ball. He's so short, or the chubbiest one of the bunch. His eyes wander. Her face has a birthmark. He's not very athletic, and the list goes on and on. Perceived as poor in some way physically. There are also those who are perceived as socially poor, like the child who doesn't know how to hold a conversation with anyone. He is always a loner heading off somewhere. She's too shy to say anything. Perceived as poor socially. Some children are perceived as poor mentally. He can't even remember 2 + 2, even though he's in grade 2. And she needs to study 2 hours every night just so that she can say her memory on Friday. Others are perceived as poor emotionally. Like the girl who bursts out crying over a drop of ketchup on her dress. Or the boy who can't hold his temper in when he loses the baseball game. And other children are perceived as poor spiritually. Like the child who comes from a broken home. Or the girl whose father never shows up at church. The list goes on and on of our perceptions that others are poorer than we are. And remember, perceptions may or may not be true. Mockery is a reproach to our Maker, to our Creator. He that mocketh the poor reproacheth his Maker. Why? Well, the first reason is because every human being is created in God's image. And when I mock another human being, I am mocking someone who bears the image of God. Doesn't that change the perspective? It's a reproach to God to mock someone who bears his image. And also, every human is a work or a creation of God. If God was present here today, would you like to be the one who was caught mocking something or someone that he made? If God was here in person, would you dare? And also, every other human being is wonderfully made, just like I am, and just like you are. And doesn't it reproach God's name when I mock someone whom God says he made wonderfully? I wonder how much it will help our schools if we gain a fresh understanding that everyone is the work of our Creator God. I wonder if we did a poll today, how many of you, if you were honest, would say that you were mocked at school, or if we'd have 100% that none of us were ever mocked at school. Hebrews 11 tells us that many men and women of faith in the past had trial of cruel mockings, but may it never be said that anyone who receives cruel mockings received it from our schools or from among us. Yes, the wolf is at the door. We'll do all in our power to keep him out.